The Fable of the Kangaroo by Barry J. Northern. A young Joey peered out of his mother's pouch for the first time. His eyes were wide with wonder as he gazed out into the world, for it was far larger than he had ever imagined, nestled in the warmth and safety of the pouch. Out on the plains, some fascinating creatures were jumping around. "What are those, Mummy?" Flyer looked down at her, Joey. "Oh, my son, you are out of the pouch. I think you are too small to come out yet. Why don't you go back inside?" "All right, Mummy," said Joey, and settled back down into the warm pouch. The next day, Joey woke up, remembering dreams of the open plains and the jumping creatures, and so he poked his head out again. Creatures were real. He had not imagined them. "What are those, Mummy?" Flyer looked down. "Oh, my son, you're out again." One of those jumping creatures had a small head in its belly. Joey laughed. "They are creatures just like us, aren't they?" "Yes, dear." One of the other Joeys jumped out of its mother's pouch and sprang around her in delighted circles. Joey laughed again. "Look, Mummy, the other children are playing. Can I come out too?" "Oh, my son, those children are bigger than you. You are so small. I think you should go back inside." "But why?" "It's not safe, my son."
"Why?"
"The world is not a safe place."
"Why?"
"You are too young to understand, my son. Please go back inside. You can come out when you're older." Joey watched the other children playing around on the plains. It looked like fun, and he couldn't see anything unsafe. But he was a good boy, so he went back inside. The next day, Joey woke up, remembering dreams of playing with the other children, but he also remembered what his mother had said, so he stayed inside. After a while, though, he heard the sounds of children playing. He peered out. There they were, having fun, jumping around. He watched them for a while.
"Mummy?"
"Yes, my son?"
"The other children don't look bigger to me."
"I think you are still too small to go outside, dear."
"But I..."
"No arguments. You can go out when you're older. It's not safe." Many weeks passed, but still Flyer did not let Joey play with the other children, and she did have a reason. Once, many years ago, she had heard about a pack of dingoes that had snatched a child away. She had never seen a dingo, but she knew they were fearsome creatures, for everyone said so, and she had vowed that she would always protect her children from such foul creatures. One day, Joey looked out and saw the children playing, and without asking his mother, he leapt out and landed on the ground at her feet. Flyer gasped, but then she saw how big her son had grown, and she felt it in the sudden absence of his weight.
"Oh, my son, you're quite big now. I think you're old enough to go out. Remember this, though. If you see any strange creatures, just jump back to me as fast as you can, all right?"
Joey looked up at his mother and smiled.
"All right, Mummy."
He looked towards the other children, but stayed where he was.
"Go on then, son, off you go."
"Mummy, is it safe?"
"Yes, my son, it is safe. You are big enough to jump now."
"But Mummy..."
"Yes?"
"I've never jumped before."
Mother was worried. Had she kept him inside for too long? She knew in her heart that it was past time for her son to leave the pouch.
"Go on, my son, off you go and play. I won't be far away."
Joey took one tentative leap forward and stumbled. He looked back at his mother.
"Mummy?"
"Go on."
Joey jumped forwards, slowly at first, but with increasing confidence as he neared the other children. When he got there, Flyer was upset to see the other children shy away from him, for they did not know who he was. She also saw that her son could not jump as well as the others, for they had been jumping for weeks and their legs were stronger. She watched as Joey's jumps became lower and shorter, and before long he stopped playing altogether and limped back to her. The other children pointed and laughed as he climbed back into her pouch and hid. Years later, Joey grew into a strong young boomer and had children of his own. He knew about dingoes, but he never kept his children from enjoying the open plains, where he wanted them to grow strong and learn about the world. Only once did he ever see a dingo, a thin and scrawny thing, lurking around a far-off rock, looking at the court with hunger in its eyes. His children recognized the creature, for he had told them about it, and they jumped back to the court on their strong hind legs as he had told them to do. He knew then
that they were far safer and happier than he had ever been as a child. And he also knew that sometimes the only thing to fear is fear itself.